Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up on Sunday, do we have a treat for you on CBS? 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. It's the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills. And the man that will be doing the play-by-play for CBS is the legendary Jim Nantz. Jim, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. It's good to be on with you. I can't wait for this game. I mean, it's a blockbuster. And you mean to tell me one of these teams is going to lose? Either Josh Allen off a 5-touchdown performance and a thumping of New England, or we're going to lose Patrick Mahomes off a 5-touchdown performance and the mighty Kansas City Chiefs? That just doesn't seem possible, but it's going to happen.
Well, before we get to that matchup, I got to take you back to last weekend because you were all over it as it was unfolding right in front of our eyes on CBS. I still don't get it how, A, they thought they were going to get another playoff, but just the logic. I'd rather have two pops at the 40 for the end zone than one at what? The 30, 25-yard line, whatever it would have been. What's your thought a few days later about what the Cowboys did down the stretch there?
I don't understand it at all. I agree with you 100%. I'd rather take two throws deep, and who knows, maybe you get Hail Mary 2.0, or maybe you get a DPI call. You just never know. But, like, the idea that you're going to run a quarterback draw with no timeouts and all the things that have to be coordinated to get your offense set, to get the ball placed, all of these things. And I was always told that you need, like, 16 seconds to get your field goal team enough time to get out there and get set and kick the ball. Well, you snapped it at 14 seconds. So, I mean, it backfired. I was incredulous watching it live, and I don't know exactly how I called it, but I think I reflected my disbelief as Dak took off. I mean, he sprinted as hard as he could. I guess he should have pulled up maybe 5 yards sooner, and we know the ball should have been handed to the officials sooner, but it was just a call that was high risk for, I don't know, you said it best, I think, Zach. How much are you improving your odds from the 25 versus the 40? Obviously, your odds are better, but you're going to get one throw where you're thinking maybe the other way you'd get two chances for a Hail Mary.
Another thought that I had watching that game, because when you see the 49ers, you know that they're in it right now, but next year, Jimmy G's not going to be there. When I was watching that game, and you all said the Steelers coming on right after you guys against the Chiefs, I was thinking maybe Jimmy G next year, 1 year left on that contract in Pittsburgh. Would it surprise you if Pittsburgh made that move for Jimmy G?
Wouldn't surprise me. I was thinking maybe Cleveland inside that same division. Again, I'm just spitballing here. I don't have any inside information on it. But I know that he threw one pass. He would love to have back in that Dallas game. But other than that, he played a beautiful game. He throws a beautiful football. I think there are a lot of quarterbacks that would have a tremendous upgrade with Jimmy as their quarterback. And he's going to be one of those guys in the offseason. It's going to be fun to see what happens. You know, is Russell Wilson really going to move on from Seattle? Or are they going to let that happen? Is that going to happen? You know, what about, other guys out there like Kirk Cousins? What about Jimmy G? You know, like where are these? Is Aaron going to stay in Green Bay? You know, it's just the quarterback carousel is going to be fascinating to see. And you're right. I mean, Pittsburgh, are they going to go with what they have? Are they going to go with Mason Rudolph? He's a great young man. I've met him a few times. Dwayne Haskins, I'm not sure I see the answers in place there. I think they're going to have to go outside, and I don't see that as a franchise that necessarily will go back through the draft and have to try to rebuild that way. So, gosh, I can't wait to see how it all happens.
You said Cleveland, Jim Nance. I know you're just spitballing, but then that would suggest that you don't believe in Baker Mayfield. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, I was just spitballing. No, I don't have any inside track on that. But, you know, before the season started, the talk was, would Baker get one of those contracts that Josh Allen got out of the same draft class? And now, you know, you're talking about, I guess, Baker. I'm not on the inside of this, but I guess they're going to pick up the fifth-year option of Baker and go with the pre-existing contract. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they go out and decide they'll bring another guy in and let's see how they compete in camp. But I don't want to take the job away from Baker. He played this year, I thought, considering how hurt he was, and that was a pretty severe injury. Guy never had a fair shake to be at his best this year. I mean, I think you need to go back and look at the tape that he had in 2020 to say, okay, that's what we know Baker can do when he's healthy. I mean, he had that shoulder harness on since like week two or three. So really hard to evaluate what's the best of Baker and what can we plan on long term based on a year like this where he gutted it out and tried to play hurt.
Jim Nance here with us. When we get to the game coming up on Sunday, I remember how it ended last year in the AFC title game for Buffalo. I would have to imagine you guys are opening up with that Stephon Diggs shot looking at the celebration of the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl, right?
Totally remember that. I can still see him on the far side of the field from a broadcast booth down to the right between the 20 and the end zone, just kind of soaking it all in, looking at it, realizing he was not going to go to the Super Bowl, and like taking inventory of that moment and wanting to get back there again. It does feel like this game, especially with the way both teams played last week, you do really think that, wow, this seems like this should have been an AFC championship game, but then you're slighting Tennessee and Cincinnati because they're very capable of winning this whole thing too. So it's just we're fresh in our mind still of that shot, that game last year for the AFC championship, and here we are again one round earlier.
I think one of the better games I've seen, and it was one that you had the privilege of calling, was that AFC title game from a few years ago between the Patriots and Kansas City, where the Pats got out big and then the Chiefs came back. They were going back and forth in that fourth quarter before the Pats went in overtime in that first Brady drive. I don't know. This game kind of feels like it's going to be like that game, and that's really setting the stage for big-time expectations, right?
You know what's amazing about that game, and I agree, that was one of the best games I've ever seen. You know what that score was at halftime? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
14-0, right, New England?
You are on it, Zach Gelb. You're too good. It was 14-0 New England at halftime. And Kansas City had done nothing offensively. And they come back and send this game to overtime at 31-all. And, of course, Brady took them right down the field with the first possession overtime win. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite games of all time. I've had, 8 Super Bowl broadcasts, 6 of them is the play-by-play, but I haven't had a Super Bowl that would match that game, nor match, here's one for you, Brady and Manning in 2006.
Yeah.
When Peyton and the Colts down 21-3 in the first half of that game and came back and won 38-34. That might have even been better than the Kansas City New England game. I mean, it just was amazing too.
Using your broadcasting mind, Jim Nance of CBS, for this game, what's one thing you want to know in the buildup from the Kansas City side and one thing you want to know in the buildup from the Bills side?
Okay. I'll take Kansas City first. First off, weather shouldn't be a factor. It's supposed to be around 30 and clear. So you don't expect it to be 60 in January. So the weather's not a factor. But McKinnon, can Jerick McKinnon come back off of 142 scrimmage yards last week out of nowhere and be a factor again? Because, you know, you've got CEH. Is he going to be back with a shoulder? He's not going to be 100%. Daryl Williams going to be able to give you anything? I mean, all of a sudden, Andy found magic in McKinnon, and that was a big X factor. And on the Buffalo side, I guess I'm looking at it through the lens of the offense, but their ground game has come to life in the last 6 weeks. They went from being virtually non-existent, except for when Josh takes off and runs, to where now Singletary is a big part of their offense. So will those two, which one of those two will hold up? Will Singletary or McKinnon have a big game? That might be, if you want to look beyond the quarterbacks, go to the running back position and these guys that suddenly have become vitally important to their teams.
We know that Buffalo, the first time these two teams met in the regular season, they won by 18 points in Kansas City. I'm also wondering, we've seen it, it's kind of, we've grown accustomed to it, where Kansas City in a big game, they start slow and they still find a way to come out on top. I don't think Kansas City, I guess they could because they've done it so many times, but they're going to put themselves in a real tough spot if they fall behind to this Buffalo team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that both of these teams would be capable of coming back, though. They're just so explosive. I mean, here you've got, Mahomes can throw five touchdowns in an 11-minute span on the clock. So if you get behind, okay. Yeah, that defense on Buffalo, I was just talking to some folks in Buffalo a short while ago. They were playing with a chip on their shoulder, and they have a reason to. No one ever talked about that defense. That statistically, is that the top is the best or near the best in a number of categories, and they don't get any love. They get none. And you know, if flip it, if Buffalo found itself down early, I mean, you don't think Josh is going to be capable of figuring out a way to come back and storm back and either run over people or beat them with his arm? I mean, it's got all the makings. Let's face it. I mean, if you had this as your Super Bowl matchup, which wouldn't be possible since they're both on the AFC side, but I mean, if you had two teams with that kind of firepower, those two quarterbacks, those two coaches, that, I mean, it's just a dream matchup. Let me take it one step that is realistic, and that would be, gosh, it seems like this could have been very easily next week's game, like it was last year in that spot for the ranking for the Super Bowl. But then you find yourself, Zach, you're saying, well, what about Tennessee, guys? Don't overlook us.
Who beat both Buffalo and Kansas City. And then Kansas City, you know, they lost to the Bengals.
I did Kansas City-Cincinnati game. It was just January 2nd. That was a great game down to the last second. But if you're Kansas City, you know, to get back to the Super Bowl, you got to go beat a team that beat you by 18 and a team that beat you by 24 during the season if Tennessee beats Cincinnati. And if it's Cincinnati, and Cincinnati beat you on a field goal. So all three teams that are in the AFC outside of Kansas City all beat the Chiefs. So,
Jim Nantz, before we let you run, when we just shift gears to the NFC, you got the 49ers and Packers, Rams and Bucks. Is there one team out of that four that you trust over the other three a little bit more?
Okay, well, is this the year? I mean, I kind of think it's Green Bay's year. But you've got to go against this innovative Kyle Shanahan. Well, in a game plan you this time. I just saw San Francisco, as we talked about last week. And then possibly have Tom Brady come back to Lambeau. We know Tom's not going to be intimidated by trying to go up there and win. He just did it last year. So I don't know. I trust Brady to figure it out more than anybody in the league because he always has. So it's going to be great to watch. And I love this weekend, Zach. This is like my favorite weekend of the year. You got four games. I love the fact that we're last up, we're batting clean up because I get to watch the other three games. I won't leave my room in Kansas City all day Saturday. I'll have food delivered to the door, and I'll just sit there and go over notes and watch those two games. And then Sunday, I'll get to Arrowhead in time for the pregame show to the first game. One that precedes us, the Rams and the Bucks, because I want to watch a replay of that. So it's for a football fan, it is an absolute feast, and I love every minute of it. It's more fun to me than the next two weekends of football are. Talking about the championship weekend and then later on the Super Bowl. I mean, it gets to be super serious business, as it should be. But right now, I just like the tonnage of having four critical games. And we've got four glorious matchups. We really do.
Most important question and the last question I'll ever ask you in this interview. What do you get for the room service or the delivery to your room on Saturday, food-wise?
You know, there is a very good steakhouse right across the street. And we are back to really super strict protocols, so we're not allowed to leave our room. So when I arrive in Kansas City on Saturday midday, I will be locked in. So
how do you get that steak
cooked? I'm thinking, I'm going to go probably more on the medium side, only because I notice when people do take out steak, that traditionally it's undercooked, and that's where I want it to be. I want it to come in there at medium rare, but that to get medium rare, I'm going to have to ask for it medium. That's the play there. Sauteed onions on the side, a green vegetable, a salad, and I'm going to get for a stata, as my Aussie colleagues on golf call them, I'm going to have either a crab cocktail or a shrimp cocktail, and I'm going to be a happy guy. I'm sitting back watching. By that time, I'll be watching 49ers and Packers, and you know that's it's just the bummer is it's not a viewing experience with Romo. Those days have been unfortunately tossed aside for the time being.
Well, Jim, we'll be watching. Enjoy the steak on Saturday, and then coming up on Sunday, we can't wait for it with the Chiefs and the Bills. Thanks so much for doing this.
Zach, you take it easy, my friend. Keep up the great, great work. I'm awful proud of you. Fun to be on your show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.